A report in a leading Japanese newspaper suggests that the country's fisheries agencies may suspend the so-called scientific research because the fleet's aging factory ship needs urgent repairs. But late today, the agency said it hoped to refit the ship in time for this year's hunt. Greenpeace says the aging mothership is another reason to shut the loss-making whaling program down, and it's accusing the Japanese government of siphoning tsunami reconstruction funds into whaling to keep the hunt afloat. North Asia correspondent Mark Willacy reports from Tokyo.
They've become annual battles waged on the high seas in one of the most remote stretches of ocean in the world. So far, the whale wars have seen the sinking of a trimaran, a number of injuries from flying stink bombs and flares, and a reduced catch for the Japanese whalers. One of the main targets of Sea Shepherd activists in the Southern Ocean has been the whaling fleet's largest ship, its factory vessel, the Nishin Maru. The 8,000-ton Goliath has gone on every so-called scientific mission since Japan began them a quarter of a century ago. But this year, it may have to bow out.
The Asahi News report says that the Fisheries Agency of Japan is considering not to send the ship to Southern Ocean whaling because Nishin Maru, the mothership, needs to be repaired.
Junichi Sato is the executive director of Greenpeace Japan, and the report he refers to was in one of the country's leading newspapers, the Asahi Shimbun. It suggests the Fisheries Agency is considering suspending this year's hunt in the Antarctic because the Nishin Maru needs an urgent refit, something that could keep the factory ship in port for a while. The ABC spoke to the Fisheries Agency. It refused to confirm the report, but did tell us the ship does need repairs, the extent of which will be decided at a meeting later this week. But since then, the agency has been quoted as saying that it wants to do the refit so that the Nishin Maru can continue whaling for another decade. Rachel Seward is a senator for the Australian Greens. She believes the Japanese people are sick of pouring money into the loss-making whaling program.
So there's been an ongoing debate in Japan about the expense of it. There's growing resistance in Japan to whaling as well. So I think it's a collection of circumstances, and maybe this was the final nail, was the aging factory ship.
There are renewed claims that Japan is propping up its whaling program with cash that was earmarked for earthquake and tsunami reconstruction. Greenpeace Executive Director Junichi Sato.
The whaling program itself has been criticised heavily because the program itself has been stealing the money for the recovery fund last year. And this is a typical example of how Fisheries Agency of Japan is using public money for something unwanted. So I would say this program is a black hole for public money.
The Fisheries Agency has denied that extra money for the whaling program has come out of cash put aside for tsunami-hit communities. And as for the possible suspension of this year's hunt in the Antarctic, that would be certain to unleash a small but vocal group of ultranationalists who believe whaling is Japan's sovereign right, even if that whaling is taking place more than 10,000 kilometres away in the Southern Ocean. This is Mark Willacy in Tokyo for PM.